pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5, hour number three underway. 251-343-0106, if you'd like to respond to anything. How just hearing that news report about Amtrak, what timing? Anyway, enough of that. Still come on the program, Sean Ross from SR Communications and the Katie Britt campaign, but also formerly my boss at Yellowhammer News. He'll be with us, so please stay tuned for that. But joining us now, very excited for our next guest here. We could call her former U.S. Senate candidate now. Jessica Taylor joins us on the line. Jessica, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm very well. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. So walk us through your decision and your decision to back Mike Durant in this contest.
Absolutely. You know, I got into this race because I knew we needed a conservative outsider who was business-minded and not afraid to go up there and go after the establishment and dismantle this, you know, ridiculous federal system that they have built. Even Republicans that we have sent up there continue to spend just like the Democrats and run us further and further in debt. And, you know, so I threw my hat in the ring and have been giving it a go for the last 6 months. It's been a tremendous experience getting to travel the state and meet so many fellow Alabamians who are mad. You know we deserve better and they want to take back our government. And so I put my heart and soul into this race. It was certainly an uphill battle. And I met Mike for the first time about a month ago. We spoke at the same event. And I, of course, knew his story from the movie Black Hawk Down and everything that he did there, and knew that he was a war hero. And as I learned more about him, especially his business acumen, you know, he started a business after his military experience. He started a business from the ground up. Pinnacle Solutions is what it's called. It's in Huntsville, and he employs over 500 people. And so the more I got to know him, the more and more impressed I became. And over this holiday season, I just really did some soul searching and thought, you know, that he's the one who can really come in and beat the establishment and win. Not only is he a tremendous individual, he has the resources and the know-how to beat the establishment and win this seat. So I thought the best thing for me to do is to withdraw my candidacy and put the support I have behind him. And so I made that decision. It was certainly one that I did not take lightly. I'm so grateful for all the people who have helped me and supported me along the way. And I'm certainly asking them to throw their support behind Mike. And I think he's the candidate that needs to represent us.
And you've had some, I guess yesterday you spoke to a women's group up in Huntsville, but you had some pointed remarks for some of the other competitors in this contest.
Oh, yes, and I stand by those. I called Common Core Katie out, and I'm just sick of seeing these Republicans who are absolutely the definition of rhinos, Republicans in name only. They're big spenders. Absolutely didn't support President Trump until it was, you know, time to do so politically for them, and just part of the problem. And I'm convinced she'll go up there and be just another big spender and definitely does not have the backbone to stand up to the establishment and those within our own party who aren't doing what they should. And Mike will absolutely do that. So I support him and believe with all my heart that he needs to be the one to represent us.
And what's next for you? Or are you, I guess you're taking a step back, but any political ambitions beyond this, do you think?
I look forward to getting back to my business. You know, it's been growing like crazy, even in my absence. And so it's really beautiful to watch something that you have built take off like that. And so I look forward to going back and helping from the private sector. And I still have a fire in my belly to fight the federal government and make sure people understand that it's just bad business to send our money up to them for them to chew it up and spit it back out 10 cents on the dollar. And that's what I see every day in my business, because we work with governmental organizations, large and small, all across the country, from state agencies to city and county government, school systems, nonprofit. And I see how wasteful it is. And so that is probably my biggest passion area. And I do fully intend to continue to speak on those issues and get more involved with recruitment to the Republican Party, especially amongst the younger generations and minority populations. So I still intend to be in the fight, just from the private sector.
Joined by Jessica Taylor, formerly a candidate for U.S. Senate here in Alabama. You got to travel the state. Tell me if you think this is my perception for when I dabble into traveling around the state and going to these different meetings, but that people are more upset with the status quo in Washington, maybe less interested in the day-to-day, blow-by-blow antics of the Senate campaign here in Alabama, and maybe that changes. But for right now, the energy seems to be, what the heck is Biden doing to the country? What the heck are Democrats that lead Capitol Hill right now doing in the country? And that's where people really want the focus.
Absolutely. People are mad. They're fed up. We absolutely deserve better than what this administration is doing to us right now. And I think that all of their missteps and errors are going to do nothing but help us take the House and the Senate in 2022, and God willing, the White House in 2024. And that's why it's so important that we, especially from Alabama, we know that most likely it's going to be a Republican that we send up there to represent us, but it doesn't need to be any Republican. It needs to be a true conservative who's not afraid to buck the system and will go up there and actually cut some of the spending and return the power and the money back to the people. And Mike Durand is the man to do that.
Yeah, because right now, I mean, government policy, it's like the slow boiling frog, but maybe it's boiling a little faster now, unfortunately. But government policy has, federal government policy, I should say, you have the private sector having to compete with it with all of these unemployment benefits and all these other benefits that are being doled out and all the federal money that's been dumped into the economy. You actually feel it now. It's actually tangible. It's really directly impacting your life at the grocery store, at the gas pump, and wherever else that the inflation is real. And the only way to, I think, at least slow the trend down is going to have to take Capitol Hill, the Republicans winning back some portion of power in 2022.
Absolutely. And we're just starting to feel it. This money that they are spending right now, even the stuff from CARES Act Phase 3 is still sitting tied up in government bureaucracy. I would venture to say maybe a little more than half of that money has even actually gotten down to the ground level where it can do any good for the American people. And, it's just insane to me that we think the solution to get out of this and to help the country is to have more government spending. Every time the government takes our dollars, it changes hands 3, 4, sometimes 5 times before it goes back to whatever intended purpose they're saying they want to do with that money as far as programming goes. Why not just cut taxes? Just stop taking it. And then we won't have all of those administrative fees coming out of it. It'll be here at the local level where we know what our needs are and we can assess those needs and put the money towards it instead of having to go and to big brother and big federal government and beg for our money back. It's just not good business. It's wasteful. And that's how we've gotten where we are today.
Yeah, that's the way people may not understand, and partially the government kind of has the ability just to print money, but that's exactly what we were talking about just a moment ago. But that for the federal government to spend a dollar, and you take a dollar, that a lot of that money within that dollar just goes to the different levels of bureaucracy. Checking all the boxes and the paper pushers and the pencil sharpeners and everything like that to get to where it actually gets into the economy, that it's not people don't understand sometimes that this is not an efficient means of really bolstering the American economy.
They don't, and I see it every day in my line of work. That's why I'm so passionate. The largest group of block grants called community development block grants, and it goes for sewer infrastructure. And estimates come back that money truly is 10 cents on the dollar is actually going for true infrastructure, because when it is collected by the IRS, it then goes over to HUD, who allocates it via formula, discretionary and competitive forms to the states. In Alabama, that's ADECA, Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs. They then turn around and do the same thing, allocate it by formula discretion and competition to the locality, city, and county government. There may even be another round of procurement after that. So you can just imagine the overhead and administrative fees associated with just changing this money from hand to hand. And you got to hire firms like mine to get through all the red tape. It's just gross. It's a gross misappropriation of our tax dollars. And the solution is to just stop giving it to them. The federal government is there for national defense and interstate transportation issues dealing with two states. Other than that, it's not the federal government's business.
Well, and let's talk about kind of, and I guess there's a balance to be had here, but in Alabama, when you are elected to federal office, at least in the past, there's been this expectation that you're going to bring home as much money from the federal government as possible, that we are, in a lot of ways, the few Democrats in this state will tell you, look, if not for the federal government, our economy would be in shambles here in Alabama, and we need to take that into account for whoever we should send to Washington D.C. But and that may be true, and like I said, the federal government's going to spend money, then might as well spend it in Alabama. But then at some point, you're letting this conservative, ideology or philosophy, sometimes it has to be sacrificed, I think, by members of Congress in order to get that money here. You got to vote for a spending bill and then Alabama reaps the reward. It becomes kind of a if or choice.
It's a delicate balance. And, you know, our leaders and folks want to hear how we're going to bring back the bacon, but who's going to slaughter that pig? Because it's getting fatter and fatter. And as I just discussed, it's just bad business. So I do think we need somebody up there who knows how to pull in those dollars to Alabama. And let me add on to this point. Our defense sector is so strong. We've got a, you know, tremendous defense community up and down the state, not just with the military installations, but defense contractors. And that is an area where the federal government should be. So when we strengthen those communities, we continue to bring jobs and dollars back here into Alabama. And we need to make sure that those businesses are diverse and not just dependent on the federal government. And there's lots of efforts underway with the Alabama Department of Commerce and others who are making sure that they are diverse and strong. So we can still be strong in Alabama if we play it smart and bring these dollars back, but we've got to just find a way to slaughter that pig. And that really needs to be the main focus for whoever goes up there.
Well, and here's the other thing, and I know that, like, when we talk about, the federal money and maintaining that delicate balance, it's not to say that if the federal government does not intervene in the Alabama economy or we don't have that component, those sectors that are financed through federal tax dollars, that it's not as if the Alabama economy would just fall flat on its face and do nothing, that effort would be used elsewhere, I think, number one. But number two, we had to learn a lesson the hard way with all of these vaccine mandates and the Biden administration and what they were trying to do there. That there is a cost. There is a price you pay, and you give up something when you become so reliant upon the federal government.
You certainly give up control, and I know a lot of people talk about how much money we get from the federal government and how we're reliant upon the federal government, but you can't really look at those numbers and compare them apples to apples, because if we didn't have all of that federal money, we wouldn't have to have people helping us comply with all these federal regulations. And it costs so much just to administer that money. So, you know, there may be some tightening of the belt, but Alabamians know how to do that. You know, we're good salt of the earth people, and we do it in our personal budgets when we need to tighten our belts. And that's exactly what we do. And, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, as they say. So we would find new ways to get things done, and we wouldn't have this big brother federal government giving us mandates and telling us how to spend our money.
Jessica, we're up against a break, but folks want to find you on social media, keep track of what you're thinking and talking about. Tell them where they can look.
Jessica Taylor AL, that's my social media handles. And of course, I'll still be talking politics. I'm going to be doing everything I can to get Mike Durant across the finish line. And I ask your listeners to please look him up, MikeDurant.com. He is the real deal, and we need to get behind him.
Guys, we got to get a break in there. Jessica, thanks for making time for us. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.